Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key.
Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Broadcasting live from New York City here for a couple of days, and I'll be on the road the rest of, most of the rest of the week. But it's always always great to be in the Big Apple. Barbara Weltman is our good friend, folks, and longtime Brain Trust, original founding member of our Brain Trust. She's with us again. We're excited about that. She's the author of all of the J.K. Lasser's books on small business taxes, including 2014, which is out right now. She's the author of the Guide to Self-Employment, and also her wonderful, exciting, living book, Smooth Failing, which is an e-book you can get on Amazon. And she's our good friend, Barbara Weltman. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks so much.
It's good to have you back. She's a tax attorney by education and by practice. Gentlemen, Barbara, talk to us about some of the things that you've been tracking in Washington that are tax policies, tax things that affect us in our small businesses, as you've been tracking.
Well, it seems like the House of Representatives finally got the message that small business has been sending for years, which is we want permanent solutions so that we can plan ahead.
Right.
And in response, they've actually passed four distinct and helpful bills that remain to be seen what's going to happen in the Senate. But first is a permanent moratorium on the sales tax on Internet access. This has been
right.
going on since 1998. We've had temporary bans, and this goes even farther because under the temporary ban, states that had been imposing the taxes could continue. Under the new law, no sales tax by anyone on Internet access.
Right.
So that's a good one. We'll see what happens.
Well, the Senate's already, Harry Reid's already mucking around with that. He's going to be a problem in the Senate.
Needless to say, except for the fact that the Senate passed this bill last year.
Right. Right.
So all of a sudden now it's not a good thing? Last year they loved it. They passed it.
Right. Right.
So well,
nobody ever wants to, trust me on this one, nobody ever wants to get inside the head of Harry Reid. That's a scary place.
I don't even want to go near that statement.
I hear you.
Forget it.
Right. What's next?
Secure borders. Need I say more?
Right. Yeah. The border's secure, right? Of course.
Right.
It is.
Yeah. Need I say more? Okay.
What kind of acid is he on anyway, Barbara?
I don't know.
All
right. Big life.
Let's move on. Let's move on. Okay.
I don't know. Permanent research credit. This credit came into the law in 1981. It's been extended 15 times. Finally, the Senate voted to make it permanent. Now, of course, the White House said it's going to veto it, and the Senate said, well, we don't want a permanent, we'll just do another 1 or 2 year extension. So the bottom line is more than half of 2014 is over, and businesses
yeah.
don't know whether they're going to get this important tax break for research. And you know that in the past, the U.S. used to be number one in,
right.
in giving research incentives. Now it's 27th.
Wow.
If the permanent credit gets passed, we'd only move to 15th. So this is not a big deal here.
Right. Well, here's the other thing, Barbara. Folks, you've heard Barbara report on this. Every year, Barbara, it seems like every year for the 16 years you've been a member of our Brain Trust, they have not passed it. They have not passed it in the year that it expired to renew it. They waited till halfway through the next year, meaning that the that the businesses only had a half a year to consider investing. Let's remember what research is. Research is investment that people make in something that they don't even know if they'll ever get a return on, and if they do, they don't know when. But yet it's investment, which means it's money that's spent, it's jobs that are created, it's business that's done. And so it's no wonder, Barbara, that the economy is lagging. Whether you're likely to use the research credit or not, this means something to you, because that means that a researcher isn't doing business with you.
Well, that's right. And also, people have a misconception about the research credit. You think of the research credit, you think of drug companies or technology. But any business can use this if they're
right.
trying to create new, let's say, internal processes to do their
right.
business better. And so it really is a broad-based incentive to just
yep.
be more efficient and
yep.
and come up with new ways to do things.
Exactly. Barbara Weltman.com, right?
You bet.
WELTMAN, Barbara Weltman, and I will be right back after these messages. When we come back, Barbara's going to tell us how the Hobby Lobby Supreme Court decision could affect you and me and our small businesses. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.